Hey, this is Leo for Actualized.org, and in this video we're going to talk about how to stop worrying. Okay, this is a big one. This is a deep topic that I can barely cover in this little quick self-help segment, but let's crack into it. I'm going to give you some practical tips and also help you understand what is the cause of your worrying. Why are you worrying so much? First thing to understand, we all worry. This is just how the human mind works. We're natural worriers. We're worrying all the time. Why? Because your lower self and your reptilian brain is always on the lookout for problems. It's always looking for something that is going to be on the horizon that you got to watch out for. There's always a fear lurking somewhere. There's always a worst case scenario. It's really good at catastrophizing situations. So that is why you're worrying. And you probably think that this is a good thing. If you are like me, and you had a problem with I had a problem with worrying, so I still do, but at least I understand now, after doing years of personal development work, that the worry is a big mind game, and it's a trap. It's like a sand pit. And if you do not understand this idea that worry is useless, then you are really sucked into the worry. Here's the problem, is that your mind is always going to worry about something. It's always going to have fears, and those fears are always going to be projected. So what you got to do is you got to start to tame that. And what that is called is actually taming your gremlin. You literally have like a gremlin in your mind, this little devil's advocate that is criticizing all the time. It's judging all the time. It's always casting blame at you all the time. And so this gremlin is in your mind. It's running around in there, and it's causing havoc, chaos. And when you're worrying this much, you're not able to get good results in your life, not to mention feel good. You definitely don't feel good because you're always frantic and anxious, but you're probably not getting the results you want in your life, from fitness to business to relationships, because this worry is creating self-sabotage for you, quite simply, right? You keep telling yourself that something is going to happen. You focus on it so much that you actually end up attracting it to you. Maybe you're so worried that the relationship you're in is going to break up and that you're going to end up alone that you become so needy in that relationship that you actually end up alienating the person that really loved you. And then you actually do end up alone. And it creates a self-fulfilling prophecy effect. And then you say, well, look, I should have been worrying about that because it actually happened. It was a real problem. When in fact, that was created by your negative thinking. How about business? Let's say you're starting a business and you're worried that the economy is bad and that starting a new business nowadays is not really possible. It's too hard. It's going to require a lot of work and it's probably going to fail. If you have that kind of thought and you go in and you start a business, what do you think is going to happen? Well, your mind is going to start to focus on all the challenges that are before you, and it's going to start to point fingers and say, look, that technique for starting a business didn't work because, like I said, the economy is bad, and nobody wants to buy anything. And this process here doesn't work either because da-da-da-da-da, whatever. And you just go through and you keep saying, no, 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 look at this, look at that, I told you so. I know it's going to fail. I just know it's going to fail. And what do you think happens to your motivation? What do you think happens to your resourcefulness and your perseverance in making that business work? And creating a business is something that requires a lot of resourcefulness, a lot of creativity, and a lot of perseverance. And if you're lacking those, well, you can get a pretty good idea of what's going to happen. But your mind, in its infinite trickiness, will say, but that's how it is. That's how reality is. That's how the market is. It just is that way. Businesses are hard to start. And I knew that that was going to happen, so this worry was completely justified. And the fact that it failed now is not because of the worry, it's because of the reality of the situation. So those are two examples of how you could be creating self-sabotage with your worry. So what do we do about this? You know, is it always the case that worry has a purpose or it doesn't have a purpose? Well, I don't know how it really is, but I think for practical purposes, to run your life as effectively as possible, from everything that I've researched and everything that I've experimented with on myself, then here's what you want to believe. You want to hold the belief that worry is entirely useless. There is no point, nothing empowering about the process of worrying ever. you never worry. You never want to worry. Now, of course, it doesn't mean that you're going to not worry anymore, because it's deeply ingrained in you. You cannot beat that out of yourself, even if you tried. What you can do is you can reduce that, and then you could also reduce the amount of episodes of worrying that you have. So just the simple fact that you start to, from now on, believe that worry is useless is already going to eliminate some episodes of worry, and it's going to reduce the severity of them. So maybe you're going to, let's say, go to work next week, and you've got a big presentation in front of the boss, and you need to really impress the boss, and then the boss's boss is there. You got to really make a good presentation. Otherwise, well, your mind fills in the blank. Something bad's going to happen. Maybe you're going to get fired, right? You might think, well, it's good to think about the fact that I'm going to get fired, because that motivates me. That charges me up. I'm worried, but that worry is creating some sort of action in me, which is actually going to get me to overcome my procrastination to work on that project, get it done. And that's how I've done it in the past. In the past, when I've worried about something, that's gotten me into action. That was like a fire under my ass. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I've had that experience myself. But if you didn't worry, if that worry wasn't there, I would argue that you would do equally better, I mean equally as good as if you did worry, or better. And in many, many cases, you're going to do better, and better by a lot. Because what's happening is that that worry is creating self-fulfillment. It's creating like a self-sabotaging effect on yourself, because it's draining your energy, literally your psychic energy, your mental resources, your willpower, and your focus is being drained on this worry. And that worry is not productive in and of itself. It might light a fire under your ass for a short bit of time, but in and of itself, it's not going to actually take the action. It's not going to create the presentation for yourself. It's not. So what you got to say is, you got to say, wait a minute, okay, catch yourself in the middle of the worrying process, because you're probably going to be somewhere in the middle of it. And then you got to say, wait a minute. From now on, I thought I believed that worry is no longer empowering. It doesn't serve any function. So I'm going to try to just cut it out. This worrying, even though I think that it's going to help, it's actually not helping. It would be better if what I did was I just focused my attention on the things that I could control, things that I could do. How about I just focus on what I could do for this presentation, rather than worrying on all the worst case scenarios that will happen if I don't do what I need to do? Why don't I just do them? Why don't I just start to think about all the cool stuff that's going to happen if I do it well, right? How about that for a change? For you pessimists out there, your jaw dropped. I know for me sometimes that is the case, is that I'm so caught up in the worrying, and just sometimes I'll just stop myself and I'll realize what's happening. I'll be in that worry spiral, and I realize what's happening, and I'm like, whoa, what if I just was thinking about the flip side of all that? Instead of thinking about how my business is going to fail and nothing's going to work out, what if I think about the fact that it's going to succeed and things are going to work out better than I thought they did? It's like 180 degree shift. And it's like, whoa. When I start thinking about that, then all of a sudden it's like, okay, that's really cool. Well, if that's the case, what if I then do this? And then what if I use that strategy, then maybe this other strategy will work, and then maybe I'll get some more money, and then maybe I can do some more advertising, and then maybe I can get some more clients, and then I can make it, when I get more clients, I'll get more money, and then I can use that money to create a better product, and then it'll just build on itself. And now you get excited, now you get a vision, now you want to go out there and you take action. So this is positive motivation versus the negative motivation that you get with worry. So even though worry can create motivation, it's not a really good, high quality type of motivation. And besides, you're going to feel awful. Why would you want to motivate yourself with pain when you can motivate yourself with pleasure and ambition and desire? Much more powerful, right? So other ways of stopping worrying. I think the biggest one is to start to get more awareness around the fact that you are worrying, and be honest with yourself. If you're a constant worrier and all you do is you think negative thoughts all the time and you are always catastrophizing situations, and especially if you worry about stuff that is out of your control, that you have nothing that you can do about, and especially if you worry about things, and then if you look back in your past, you see that most of the stuff that you worry about doesn't actually pan out for you, it never becomes an issue in the first place, then you really gotta admit that you've got a negative thinking problem. You're a pessimist, and you're a constant worrier. And if that's the case, then you know that's where you're at. That's a valuable insight to have. Now what you got to do is you got to start a gradual process of bringing more awareness to your worry. Start noticing when you're thinking negatively. Stop periodically throughout your day for just a few minutes and just notice, how are you feeling? Are you feeling anxious, frustrated, anything negative? And then notice, what are you thinking? Because your thoughts are creating the feelings. If you're always anxious, there's only one reason why. You are only anxious because you are visualizing very vividly negative things to yourself. That means you're visualizing yourself bombing the presentation. You're visualizing yourself bombing the final exam. You're visualizing yourself winding up poor, destitute on the street in rags. You're visualizing yourself being rejected by your boyfriend or girlfriend. You're visualizing your marriage crumbling. You're visualizing your kids dying. You're visualizing these very catastrophic things. And that is, of course, creating frustration and negative feelings inside you. How could it not? You got to start to shift out of that and start to basically do the flip of it, right? The opposite. And what's the opposite of worry? It's what I call positive worry. Other books talk about it too. It's positive worry. Why don't you adopt a habit for the next 7 days of positive worrying? That means what you do is you do the same thing as you would if you were worrying about the situation, but everything you worry about is the positive of it. So that means you're going to think about that presentation, and you're going to think about it a lot, but you're going to think about all the amazing stuff. You're going to think about that you're going to do better than expected. You're going to think about how maybe you're going to get a raise. What if you get a raise? You're going to consider hypotheticals. And that's kind of how what worrying is a consideration of hypotheticals. But in proper worrying, it's negative hypotheticals. And here you're going to consider positive hypotheticals. Like, what if I really ace that presentation? And then I get a raise from that. You know, what if the people on my team get really inspired by that presentation? What if I actually learn something about myself in the process? What if all this positive stuff? So start doing that. Do that for a week and see how you feel. I think you'll start to notice just how much worrying you do. And that will create the inner shift you need just to start to get a handle on it. It's going to take you a while to really get a solid handle on it, but you got to start somewhere. So that's a good place to start. And even if you've got a decent handle on your worrying, you can still start with this exercise. It's still a really, really powerful exercise to do. All right, this is Leo. I'm going to be signing off. Go ahead, leave me your comments. Please share this and like this. That's why I release these videos for free. And then check out actualized.org for more advanced personal development tips like this, where we talk about how to get yourself into a positive state of mind, get yourself out of a negative, unresourceful state of mind, and other advanced techniques. And there's a lot of different techniques in my repertoire for how to deal with worry. I could only share one or two of them here. So check out actualized.org and sign up for my free newsletter there.